everybody. It's Lynn.
And TJ.
And we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out Two Nerdy Things.
We're back, you guys, and this week's topic is a little intense, but I do think people need to, like, everyone should know about this in order, if not for yourself, for other people in your life.
Okay? 100%.
The sizes of tampons matter. Okay.
So, damn right.
You can get the little tiny ones. Those mm-hmm. are called the light tampons. That is for when you have just a smattering of blood. Okay. Then you have just the regular tampons. That is if you are a normal human that doesn't bleed out.
Preach.
Mm-hmm. I am not her. Then you have the super, which I know sounds crazy and like, don't be afraid.
Hold on to your horses.
She's intense, but she does the job. Okay. And the job is so you don't bleed out into your pants. Okay. We're going to go through a list of my favorite tampons, and then TJ is going to go through and rate them from 1 to 10
based about on the ones I picked up for people.
Yeah. And based on visuals, because TJ and I always joke how we always judged a book before its cover. So I have a ton of boxes down here, and he's just going to rate them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to go through and kind of explain. Starting with this Tampax.
Yep. So here, we're getting the first box out now. All right, here, what do you think?
Okay. It's got pearls on it. I like it.
It's a pretty box.
It's cute. It's plain.
It's our unboxing video.
We're going to post this later, guys. We're recording a video, too.
On our new YouTube page.
Yeah. TJ and Celine nerd out to tampons.
We're going to do an unboxing video of different brands of tampons.
TNT has a whole new meaning.
We're both going to try them.
In different ways. I'm talking about bloody nose, you sick freaks.
God. Your mind's out of the gutter.
It is important to know what tampons to buy people, so ask before you buy.
I don't know a thing about them, but I stocked many of them in my day.
Yeah. Mason's not one of those people that's, like, scared to buy shit, which, much like you. He's like, it's a tampon.
Obviously, it's not for me.
And whoever, like, asks you why you're buying this is weird.
Right.
Like, what do you mean? But yeah, I do actually have specific, like, brands and, like, stuff that I buy. Which is kind of a bummer sometimes because, no offense to you guys, but dudes actually cannot see the difference.
I don't know if, like, I could tell either.
No.
Like, if I saw it, I'd be like, yep, there you go.
Here we are.
Yep.
One time he asked me, because there's a brand called Kotex, but it has a sister brand called You by Kotex. And he called me and video chatted me. And
was like, I'd probably do the same.
And he was like, I don't know what this one with the letter U and why it differs from this one without the letter U, but has the same word in it. He's like, does it matter? And I was like, no, just pick one of the fucking boxes and bring them home. I am bleeding.
Pick me up some damn chocolate while you're at it.
I was like, please. I'm just going to cry real quick.
Uh-huh.
We're not actually talking about tampons today.
We kind of did.
We always kind
of I think we always kind of talk about it a little bit.
Like, just a little. Yep. Just a smidge.
Yep.
Smidgen.
And now that we've made all of our audience members uncomfortable, which is nothing uncomfortable about tampons.
If you're weird about tampons, then, like, please go to the store and buy yourself a box of tampons, like, and unweird it.
It's a natural function.
Women bleed out once a month. Be grateful. That's why you're here.
Right. Literally.
But you're here because your mom ovulated and had her period. Okay?
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Fix.
Yeah.
What are we actually here to talk about besides my bloodstream?
Well, we're not talking about that, but we could. I mean, if you wanted to. That's up to you, boo. We are here to talk about Ant-Man and
the Wasp.
Heck yeah.
That was good. Should we be done?
Yeah. That's all I got. I love
that song.
Yeah.
I love this restaurant.
Love the restaurant.
And that's jazz.
Just going to say that's jazz. No, we're not done. God.
You're so gullible.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Wasp and Ant-Man.
Ooh. Kind of like that.
Man-Ant and Wasp the.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
I didn't either.
Man-Ant and Wasp the.
Yep, Wasp the. Obviously, follow up to
Ant-Man.
The Ant-Man.
The Ant-Man. This was good. Surprisingly. Did you go into this also not thinking it was going to be as good as the first?
No. Because I was very pleasantly surprised with the first one. And I had faith they could do it again.
Not the same thought process as me. I said, wow, that you cannot win gold twice.
Okay, here's why. Michelle Pfeiffer was in it.
True.
Love her.
Love her.
And we finally get the debut of the Wasp.
True.
Ugh, what?
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 So that's why I was excited. Mainly because of Michelle Pfeiffer. It was her kind of big return to the superhero genre.
Yes.
Since Catwoman. That was the main attraction for me.
I do, yeah.
But I also get where you're coming from. Because sequels generally are not as good as the first.
You can't strike gold twice. That's just my motto. Mm-hmm. You just can't. And Marvel has proved me wrong time and time again with that. Yep. Sometimes the sequel is better than the, like, Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Way better than the first one.
Way better than the first one. Exceptionally better.
One of my favorite Marvel movies.
I agree. It's a great movie. Yeah, I was excited for Michelle Pfeiffer. Hadn't seen her in this type of role since Catwoman, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Selena Kyle, but I was okay with Hope Van Dyne.
Same.
And she did a great job.
She did a great job. I loved how they de-aged her. Not because she's awful looking by any means.
Yeah.
Because I think she's
stunning just in every stage.
Gorgeous.
She's aged so gracefully.
Literally just, I mean, she's so beautiful. But it was just so cool how real it looked. It's like what the point I'm trying to get at. How real it looked. And just, I mean, even Michael Douglas. I mean, they look like they filmed it in the 90s.
Yeah.
And
the technology was phenomenal.
I was just so blown away by that. I was like, oh my gosh. But yeah, but I get where you're coming from with maybe being a little hesitant. But I was excited.
Quick interlude. Fun fact about me. I have some, like, a weird dyslexia when it comes to Michael Douglas, Kurt Russell, and Michael Sheen. In my head, all those names are interchangeable, and I think they're the same person. So if I
because they all kind of look alike.
They do. And they're all, like, kind of the same age.
Kind of from that same group
and
of
they all have
people.
Like Kurt Russell and Michael Douglas and Michael Sheen and Kurt Russell. I don't know. So if I mistakenly use one of those names, that's why I interluded. And I probably will, because I'm pretty sure I did the last podcast. I just didn't say anything. I think I called him Kurt Douglas. At some point in the other podcast.
Yeah.
If I do that...
I don't think you did, but yeah. You might have.
Please forgive me for my not being perfect in this one moment, because I'm always perfect. I know you guys are stressed. Don't be. I'm okay.
You know, things are bound to slip through the cracks.
You know? Even perfection has its limits.
Yep.
Not a whole lot, but, you know.
You said that so confidently. Loved it. No, I will forgive you for your transgressions.
Sorry, I just wanted to interlude because I was about to do it. Because you said Michael Douglas, and I was like, you mean Martin?
Yeah.
So not the right name.
I get, Martin Short and...
What's he in?
I don't know.
I love that movie.
I can't. And now that I'm thinking of it, I can't think of the name.
Martin Short. I feel like I understand where you're going with it. I just can't think of it.
I can't think. Oh, Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Oh, duh.
I'm like, wait, which ones? Because they have.
Who?
One, Martin Short, Steve Martin. What? Why?
Who's Martin?
Right. Why are there so many Martins?
And why is Steve here?
Right. Martin?
Steve Martin Short.
Yes. My God, that just really fucked with me then. I always get them, like, I always have to think, and it's funny because they're in that show, yeah. Only Murders in the Building now, but they were known for Father of the Bride. But I always, they're the two that I always get, for just a split second, I'm like, wait, which one's which?
Who's who?
But then I'm like, wait, Martin Short's
Steve
the short one.
Steve has white hair, and Martin Short is short.
Yes. That's literally how I have to remember it.
Steve Martin Short.
I get it. Stop.
So yeah, that's why I brought that up, because if I mess up, I just want to own up to my wrongdoings.
Yes.
Unlike some people in this room.
What did I do? Like, what did I do something?
TJ looked around the room and was like, "Who else is in here?"
Right, hon, come down here.
That was just a kickback from TJ texting me earlier today. I was like, "Are you mad? What did I do? Are you mad?"
And I was teasing her, but now she got me back. It's all good. We're good. We're fine. Fine.
So, Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I don't want to talk anymore.
Are you mad?
Piss off. I'm fine. Yep. Piss off. I'm fine.
That's show business, baby.
Go fuck yourself.
And the show must go on.
Yep.
Okay, guys. I'm podcasting by myself.
Yep.
TJ just left.
Yep. Bye.
So, yeah, I was excited.
It's like nothing happened. Always. Didn't even skip a beat.
So when I was excited because it was Hope Van Dyne, it was exciting to have Michelle Pfeiffer on any.
Janet.
Oh, yeah. Hope is her daughter. Sorry. Yeah. Janet Van Dyne. The de-aging, as you said, was immaculate.
So cool. I mean, it looks so real.
Here's my question. You might know the answer to this. Why is it sometimes, especially like now in this era, like we're in like newer movies, why is it sometimes they get it so right? And why is it sometimes they get it so wrong? I'm asking TJ because he was like, he's very into IT and technology, knows a lot about that world.
I'm coming to find out, I really don't, but.
You know more than I do.
It's getting better, but. Yeah. I don't know as much as I thought, apparently.
You know more than I do.
I probably know more than the average
person. You know more person. Than a lot of people I know.
But, yeah, anyways, that's a discussion for a different day. It probably just depends on how much time they spent on it and how much money they wanted to spend. It's extremely expensive to de-age people because they literally have to go in frame by frame and
Photoshop you, basically.
And, yeah. So it's a process.
So if they have to physically like maneuver frame by frame, that means you need somebody good. Okay, expense.
Yeah, it's extremely.
Oh.
I can't remember who the one, but they said it costs like, I think it was like $250,000 for just a couple minutes of footage or something like that.
Holy shit!
And I was like, oh my god! Like,
I wish I had $250,000 to spend on de-aging
right?
my frames.
Right. Yeah, he looks so old. Jeez.
I know. Botox is wearing off. Actually, yes.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Don't look at me. Look away. You know what other thing I was really excited about?
Yes.
Sorry, I have a hangnail that's irritating the living hell out of me.
That's fine. Do you want me to get your nail clippers?
Nah, I'll be good.
I have unused ones.
No, I'll be fine. But thank you. Other thing I was really excited about, you know what it was? Something we talked about last episode. It's okay if you don't know.
No.
It's okay. Evangeline Lilly's hair in this
one. No, okay. We didn't talk about that yet. No, I was thinking way too hard.
Actually looked somewhat normal. We talked for like 15 minutes last time about her hair.
Have you noticed? We just have a thing about hair.
Here's the thing. A good or bad haircut can either add or take away from a movie.
It will make or break a role.
Courtney Cox's bangs, Scream 3.
We will always refer to that.
Didn't we talk for like 25 minutes just on her ugly ass bangs?
It's like a 45 minute podcast and 20 minutes are us talking shit about her bangs.
I'm not kidding. It can literally either add or take away from a movie.
I feel the same way about Scarlett Johansson's stupid fucking curls in Iron Man.
Iron Man 2.
Fuck that hair.
Because they were trying to give her a more comic book accurate haircut.
No.
And all it did was look like a poodle died on her head.
And it was just so false curled. Like, you could tell it was curled. It didn't even look like just naturally curly hair.
No.
It was, like, swoopy and swooshy. And then they gave her the blunt cut, which is what my hairstyle is modeled after.
Which one?
Sorry, by blunt, I meant just, like, short. They, like, short
I like that hair.
What?
I like this hair.
That's my favorite. I love that hair.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't like it.
No, my hair is... I asked for that haircut.
Mm, mm-hmm.
Or something similar to, you know? One side, a little bit, you know, swoosh.
Yeah.
My hair is that red right now.
I love that. My favorite haircut was... A lot of people actually really hate that hair.
I love that hair.
Because they said it's too red. I loved her Avengers haircut, and I loved her hair in Civil War, the Pharaoh look.
I also loved... So, they dyed her hair blonde. I hated the blonde. But I loved the grown out red and yes. blonde.
Oh! That was my favorite. The color of it, where it had the both.
I loved that they were... There's just something so good about when they make something relatable, like a hair color that you aren't bucking with anymore and growing out. I loved it.
So I have a question about that. Mm-hmm. I'm not a girl.
What?
I know. News to me, too. And my family.
We need to go pray.
Go pray to Meryl Streep.
Meryl!
Our national treasure, God and Savior.
Trust.
Yes. So actually, legit question. So in Endgame, she let her hair grow out, and she had blonde tips. Mm-hmm. 5 years later, would she still have that?
It's a hard question to answer. It depends on how she has. Probably not for her.
I didn't think so.
She has thick hair.
Yeah.
And her texture is, in real life, Scarlett Johansson's texture is really similar to my texture, where it's like smooth cuticles, but still, like, if you don't smooth it out,
yeah,
it gets wavy. Or like curl waves. In 5 years, my hair would have grown that out and I would have cut it off.
Right, okay. Because I was like, there is no way 5 years later she'd still have that.
But if you have super fine hair and it's like thinner.
Yeah.
It would take a long time. Fine hair takes longer to grow.
I suppose.
But her hair's not fine or thin.
No.
And I get what they were trying to do, though. You know what I mean?
I do, too. I thought it was sweet. I thought,
in
I'm
the
like.
Braid. I loved it in the braid.
In the braid was so cool. How it, like. The gradient of it.
I read, this is not on the Ant-Man Wasp topic at all.
It's
I read
about some, hair, so.
Yeah. We do this every time.
Yes.
In an article that after Black Widow, the movie came out, it was, the blonde is an homage to her sister, which is why she did it. So the blonde and the red braided together, it's for her sister, is what it was.
That just gave me goosebumps.
Yeah. So, which makes sense, because in Black Widow, she leaves Yelena, and she doesn't have blonde hair yet.
That just gave me like major goosebumps.
Is that crazy?
That's a great tie-in though.
Yeah.
Even if it's not true, it ties in.
I hope it's true, because that was like, I read that and I was like, it gave me goosebumps too. I was like, if that's for her sister and she dyed her hair blonde in like just memory to her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Because the assumption is that she probably disappeared during the blip.
Yeah. Because Yelena did disappear.
Yes. So then she dyed her hair blonde during that time.
That's cool. I do like that. That's a great tie-in. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I never put two and two together.
I literally just read this.
Yeah.
I can't believe I never thought of that. Because I wondered why she went blonde, but I never like had. They never answered it. Then I read this article. Granted, it's like Screen Rant, so it's definitely like...
Grain of salt, but...
Yeah. Sometimes they're right, though.
Yeah.
They've been right a lot.
And they have good theories, but...
They do.
That's a great one, though. I really do like that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Back to Miss Hope.
So, we talked about this last episode. Evangeline Lilly has very defined features. Mm-hmm. And sort of a masculine structure. Mm-hmm. Not a bad thing.
No.
It's just, I think she's beautiful.
She's stunning.
So... For her, having short hair makes her look very masculine.
Yeah.
You know? And I think when she has longer hair, she looks more feminine.
Yes.
Granted, she kind of has always kind of played the line a little bit.
Yeah.
Just as a person, you know?
She's also, like, in very good shape.
Yes. And because the Wasp is... a female character. I love her with her long hair. I love it when she has a back and a pony. And
I just think it suits her face. There's some people that short hair doesn't suit their face.
Right. It just looks good on her with her with her longer hair. So I think she looks really great in this
movie. Angelina Jolie is also one that I don't like with short hair.
No. When she had the blonde short hair for Life or something like it.
Yeah.
Wasn't my favorite.
She it's not that she's like masculine looking, it's her features are too sharp.
Yes. And she also has very fair skin.
Yeah.
So when she has blonde and short, it just makes her look washed out, I think.
in what is that movie she did with Winona Ryder?
Girl Interrupted.
Girl Interrupted. I was going to say Virgin Suicides, but that's not the right movie. Her blonde hair in that, though.
It works for her character.
It works for her character. Wouldn't like it in real life.
No. It worked for her character because her character was a little nuts.
We should do an entire podcast about our favorite hairs throughout movies.
That should be kind of fun.
I have thoughts.
But clearly I do too.
Obviously it as much as people don't think it makes an impact, it makes a huge impact on characters. Because I hated Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow at first.
Yeah.
And then they redid her, like, she did it the way she wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved her version.
Yeah. When they gave her a little bit more leeway.
Yeah, well, she made a good point. She's like, I don't have that hair.
No.
That's not who I am.
It's like when they gave Storm that, we talked about this last episode too, that really ugly haircut in the first two movies. And then in the third one, they gave her a haircut that actually is a haircut similar to what Halle Berry would have.
Yeah. I was like, thank God.
Like,
finally.
Like, clearly, they have this hairstyle for a reason because it suits their face. Let them have that hairstyle in real life in the movies.
You should cast them as they are and not try to change them. You know what I mean? Like, it just is silly and stupid, and I don't really understand why you would even cast somebody if you don't want them to. Like, for example, if Halle Bailey, Little Mermaid, mm-hmm. if they just, like, cast this beautiful African-American girl in this role and then just put, like, a regular white girl wig on her, I'd be like...
A pussycat wig?
Yeah, like, they just, like, put a blonde wig on her or something, I'd be like...
Like, if they put, like, a really awful red wig on her. Like...
To, like, look like Ariel.
Cartoon red. Her hair is red in the movie, but it's stunning in the movie.
And it's in braids, and it's so gorgeous.
Yeah. We haven't seen the movie, but we've seen the trailer. But I know, getting to a different topic here, a lot of people were really upset with her casting. I didn't hate it, even though I love The Little Mermaid. I didn't hate it just because...
Mermaids are ambiguous. We don't know what they look like.
No. And I just loved it because it was a fresh new take on the character.
Look.
And they're not making the movie for us.
As a girl who was very excited for a girl that looked like me to come out onto the screen, even as an adult when Naomi Scott, who is of Middle Eastern descent, played Jasmine... It's very exciting to have a princess look like you.
Yeah, 100%.
So, anyway. Yes, her hair.
Yeah.
It's flowy. She looks like a goddess. It fits her linebacker shoulders so well because she is very cut.
Yes, and that's not a diss.
It might sound like one, but I really do mean it in like a, she kicks ass and takes names.
She's someone, we've talked about this before in other ones. She's someone where when she fights and, like, is trying to be a badass, she's not trying. She is.
And you believe it.
Yes. So that's why I really like... That's why I was excited for this, because the Wasp is a great character. I don't know that much about her, but she's a great character. And Evangeline Lilly brings it.
I love her. As, again, we... There's a couple... distinct topics that TJ and I will always roll back to, and one of them is certain women can't play hard roles, and certain hard roles can't be played by just anyone.
No,
this was such a great choice by Marvel. She is not only equal parts hard but equal parts soft. Like, she does have emotions and stuff like that, but
I wouldn't say any of the female led characters have been miscast, in my opinion.
Cersei.
That's true.
It's the only one.
And not because she's not a good actress. She's...
No.
She just doesn't bring...
Gemma Chan is a great actress.
She doesn't bring the correct energy for the character.
She was great as Minerva, though. I don't know why she didn't bring that energy.
Right? Because she was a badass in Captain Marvel.
So I don't know why she wouldn't do it that way. I don't know. I think the directing wasn't great either.
Yeah.
I don't even know who directed that movie. Again, I think the role should have been reversed. I think Gemma Chan would have been a great Thena based on what she did as Minerva, and Angelina Jolie would have made a great Cersei based on how much of a badass she can be, even in the softest roles.
She can play hard and soft at the same time very well. Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
I agree. They should have been flipped, but that's true. Yeah, that was the one that was of misstep. But that whole movie was a misstep.
Do you know? Yeah, no, it was. Yeah, no, the female-led characters, for the most part, besides that one, have been great. Yeah. Even the shows have been
great. Yeah, like one of my more recent favorites is the Scarlet Scarab.
I knew you were going to say it because I was going to say it.
I mean,
was one of the best parts of that show.
For a show that was very, and we're maybe in the minority about this, I thought was very mediocre for Marvel.
So people always ask me, and, mm-hmm. and you actually, whenever TJ and I are at things together with people, people always ask us stuff about movies because I think they think that we're literally like the encyclopedia of movies.
Yeah.
Which we are. I won't not own that.
All right. I've seen a lot of movies.
We've seen a lot of movies, and we have a lot of opinions.
Yes.
TJ's introduced me to a lot of movies, the others being a great example. People always ask, like, when we like something, or why we didn't like something. And this one was one, like, at the Halloween party, we got asked, like, why didn't you like Moon Knight, blah, blah, blah. And it's because they lost the plot.
Mm-hmm. The idea was there. And I love the idea of him having...
Yeah.
Three different personalities. Six episodes was not long enough, is what it comes down to.
And, yeah, six episodes is not enough. The thing is, it kept me watching. I was curious what was going to happen every episode, which is a great play on them. Anyway, back to the Scarlet Scarab. She was...
She was my favorite thing to come out of that show. Other than Moon Knight himself was freaking sweet.
Oh my gosh, Moon Knight, Mr. Knight.
Right.
The one knight we haven't met yet.
Night-night.
Night-night.
Good night. I forgot what we were initially talking about. But,
oh, the female-led characters.
Yeah.
And how they've all been very greatly, like, presented as strong.
Yes.
And how Hope is also, like, holds her own in that genre.
But then not only her, but her mother, Janet Van Dyne. Spoiler, she's alive.
Yeah. Here's the deal. When, like, I wish I could have been in that casting room when they're like shooting around names and somebody's like says so-and-so or in so-and-so and whatever. They probably shot around a couple. Like, what about Meryl? What about so, you know, all the actresses that could have or might have. Then there's one person that goes, you know, who did a superhero movie who was quite scary and very talented. The Fife.
The Fivester.
Mickey.
Pfeiffer.
Mitchell.
Hopefully no one calls her any of these names. Because they're awful.
And they say Michelle Pfeiffer. And everybody in the room just... I wish I could have been there because I bet everyone's like...
I wonder if they came up with it and approached her or if she auditioned. No, I feel like they approached
they
her.
They approached her. It was a thing.
Yeah.
She got the role. There's like... I think I've read that there's like 10 roles ever in the Marvel Universe that have been done without an audition, and Janet Van Dyne is one of them. Michelle Pfeiffer is one of them. I'm pretty sure Michael Douglas, Hank Pym, is also one of them.
I believe it. He's also a...
seasoned actor.
I say...
But yeah, like, but yeah. Like the main guys that we see, like Paul Rudd, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, even Robert Downey Jr., which like is shocking to people, but he wasn't that famous then.
He was...
cheaper than Tom Cruise.
He was just coming off of
rehab.
I don't even know if it was rehab at that time yet, but he was just coming off of being pretty recently sober.
No, he just got back from rehab.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was only like a year sober. He was considered a liability.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before in other Iron Man ones, but I remember him being cast. I'm like,
really?
Robert Downey Jr., the drug addict, is going to be a superhero? Okay. And then I ended up crying for him when he died in Endgame. Spoiler. Talk about a shift in mindset.
Just, it like goes to show, like, I talk about Kevin Feige a lot because he is, like, the mastermind that casts a lot of these people. And he said, like, let's give him a chance to every single person. Like, a lot of these people that you know now as household names were not household names. People forget that, you know? They're like, No, we knew Chris Hemsworth is. We know Chris Evans is.
But did you know who they were before that?
You had no clue who they were.
Name one movie before Thor.
You didn't know. You didn't. That, like, mm-hmm. I hate... People make that argument all the time. They're like, they're famous too. And I'm like, Robert Downey Jr. hadn't been famous since the Brat Pack back in the day. In mm-hmm. like, St. Elmo's Fire type movies. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. he hadn't been famous since then. Chris Hemsworth couldn't tell you. Chris Evans...
Other than Fantastic Four, what other movie?
Yeah, what other than Johnny, what was he? Just, Kevin Feige is a master of casting, especially when his hand is in the pot. There are some movies, Eternals, that he did not personally cast. It shows. But there are some things, Tom Holland, Robert mm-hmm. Downey Jr., Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Brie Larson. I mean, the list goes on. All these people that Paul Rudd. By the way, which nobody thought that
I
was
would,
a thing.
I would not have put money on Paul Rudd.
No. Paul Rudd, who also had to audition, by the way.
Yeah.
All these people, you did not know who they were. Kevin Feige made them household names and superstars. Mm-hmm. People always argue Scarlett Johansson to me. They're like, she was in things.
Yeah, she was. She was. A lot of indie stuff.
And, like, very quiet movies. Yeah. Like, that they weren't, like, big hit films. She was really not a well-known actress. Not by the standards that she is now.
Right.
I digress. She's a great example, by the way, Scarlett Johansson, of, like, soft heart. Somebody who's, like, really sexy but scary.
Mm-hmm. Kick your ass.
Oh, my God. Rip your throat out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we've got Michelle Pfeiffer, who is not only plays Catwoman... and is scary as Catwoman, and my namesake, Selena Kyle. I wish I was named after her.
I was like, kind of. I mean,
it's the same spelling, but without one letter.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, it's just missing the A.
Yeah. I never realized. Yeah, that's weird. I never realized that.
It's just Selena without Selena.
I knew a Selene-ish before I met you.
Really?
Selene-isha? Selene-isha. Yep. Oh. No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God, I was like, what?
No, like a Celine-ish, but a Celine-ish. So there's a new name, Celine-isha.
I was like, that's aggressive.
Right.
What do you call it?
Like Worcestershire? Worcestershire.
I say it wrong every time. I'm like,
Yep.
I just say shh.
Yep.
So you got Michelle Pfeiffer, you have Michael Douglas, you have Evangeline Lilly, you have Paul Rudd. You have Judy Greer. You have Bobby Cannavale. Who don't you have in these movies?
Keanu Reeves, yeah.
He should be in the Marvel Universe at some point.
I read something that says, because he's turned down offers from Marvel. It said, always remember that Keanu Reeves has turned down multiple offers from Marvel, but starred in one of the SpongeBob movies.
I respect that.
It's like, it's true.
He did say that he won't take just any role for Marvel. And he has a specific one character in mind. And the day that they make that character's movie, he'll take it.
You say who?
No, he's never said who, because he doesn't want them to make it just for him.
I suppose, yeah.
He wants to, like, audition for it. He's very, as much as we give shit to him for playing John Wick and, like, that same character, he's a very stand-up guy.
Well, I only give him shit, I mean, because it's like, he's good at it.
No, I mean,
you know, like,
he's a very good person, and he does a good job. Yeah. He knows his niche. He's very much like Tom Cruise in that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's never said who, he's never said why. But it's, yeah, he's, if it ever comes up and he takes the role, we'll know what role
we'll is. Know then.
Would have been funny if it was Ant-Man there and he made it.
Oh my God, right? He secretly plays MODOK.
What if it's Mephisto that he wants to play?
Oh my God, that'd be funny.
That'd be so funny if he wanted to play Mephisto.
So, yeah, not only do we have three badass women. This one's kind of focused on the women, because...
It is.
The women, that sounded bad. The women of Marvel, because this is like, I feel like, a movie where the women kind of take charge, which I love.
I love it. No, I live for it.
So not only do we have the three... Or the two, sorry, women. We also have Hannah John Kamen, who plays Ghost. Again, another woman who I would not want to cross.
This was, like, kind of the first times they did a Marvel did like a female
villain. Yeah.
The only other one I can remember is Ragnarok and Hela.
And the reason why is because women are usually harder to sell for the male dominated.
Kate Blanchett was a great choice. She's scary as fuck.
I honestly hope she comes back because I'm ready to pee a little again.
Do you know who would be a great woman? I would shit myself.
Don't you shit, I'll pee.
Orifices. Nope. Charlize Theron would be a great like addition to the Marvel Universe.
She is.
God.
Yeah. Right?
I just blew my own mind.
Blink and you'll miss it cameo.
Oh my gosh, I forgot that she's in that.
I don't remember who she plays, but
she plays Eve something who ends up being Doctor Strange's like wife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she will be at some point here.
Yes, you're right. God, so, I'm but good.
Yeah, again, a great addition.
She Fast and the Furious. She's a great bad guy.
Not only Fast and the Furious, Aeon Flux.
Snow White and the Swordsman.
Yeah, even though I kind of hated her accent in that movie. Snow White and the Swordsman, Aeon Flux. She did another one, too, where she...
What is that one movie? I
can't think of it. It was like a more...
She played like a lesbian, didn't she? But she was like a badass lesbian.
Monster?
No, not that one.
I was like... I don't know if she was a badass lesbian, but she kind of killed a bunch of people.
She was a lesbian. That was badass, but yeah. She just was a murderer.
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
I know. She's been in a couple ones more recently where she had the short haircut.
I want to say it's like Glitter Bomb, but that's not right.
Hold, please. We're
the Atomic Bomb.
Atomic Bomb. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah. And The Old Guard, that was a Netflix movie.
Yes.
That's actually a pretty good movie. This is the one I was
Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Where she had the short hair.
Yeah, I like that hair.
Another woman who can rock short hair pretty well.
She can rock almost any hair.
Yeah. She is someone that I think sometimes is stunning. And then other times I'm like, buzz your girlfriend, woof.
She definitely has... Yeah, I can't believe she played Eileen Wuornos in Monster. She does not look like herself.
Yeah, it's because she has prosthetics on, but I mean...
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't?
She gained like 100 pounds for that role.
Really?
Yes. Those are not... That's her face.
Shut up.
I swear... Look it up. I swear to God, it's her face.
Wow.
I don't swear to God. I think almost 100% that's her face.
I think what all they did was they gave her bad teeth.
Yes.
And they gave her brown contacts, because mm-hmm. she normally has blue eyes. Yep. I think that's all they did different.
That's all they did. And she has a wig on.
Yeah. That awful, like, mullet. Slicked back look.
So, yeah, we've got three intense women in this movie, including the villain, of course.
And again, even the villain. Is she a bad guy?
Not really.
She's not wrong.
This is the first time they forayed into
the realm. It kind of is.
It was like one of the first times where you're like...
Because... Okay, the way she's going about it, is that right? Mm.
But would you also go crazy if you were in a constant state of being... A being?
She's literally... When she phases, she's literally being torn apart. And put back together. All day, every day, 24/7.
And has to live in a chamber in order...
To stabilize. Yeah, it stabilizes her phasing.
So... Would I also go crazy and do things in a very rash way? I do that anyway.
It's like, I feel like I kind of already do it anyways, so...
I do that anyway. I react poorly to a lot of things I shouldn't.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, is she wrong? No. It's just the way she's going about it? Questionable.
Look, she doesn't have time for therapy.
Bookmark that.
She's phasing in and out of the literal existence of the universe, you guys. She does not have time.
But what a cool villain.
Such a...
And she's coming back.
I love her name, too. Ghost just sits with my soul. I don't know why.
She'll be coming back for the Thunderbolts movie. The Thunderbolts are like the Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. It's like Marvel's version of Suicide Squad.
Which I think they'll do better.
Agreed. Knock on wood. But yeah, three cool villains. Three cool female leads. And... Yeah, just...
Whole lot of badassery. The best part of this movie is we get to see the two wasps.
Mm-hmm.
Wasping.
Wasping away.
Just fluttering their little waspy asses.
Well, so I guess that kind of leads to what I want to talk about. Not wasping their asses, but we get introduced to the quantum realm. Mm-hmm. It's teased in the first movie that the reason why Janet disappeared was because she went so small that she disappeared into the quantum realm. Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought when this movie came out that the quantum realm and like realms in general would be such a big factor in the Marvel universe?
It just, leads me to believe they've been planning this for years.
The multiverse was started in Ant-Man. Yes. And the Wasp.
But it also has trickled into every single thing now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
It is very cool.
And then in Ant-Man and the Wasp, we actually get shown the quantum realm.
I know.
And it's like terrifying.
The phasing through the realm and like the different.
But like the bugs that like try to eat them that look like monsters in the quantum realm, but are like literally less than like the size of an atom,
horrifying.
You know, but in the quantum realm, they're huge.
Yeah.
So cool. Which leads to Quantumania, mm-hmm. where Kang the Conqueror has been living, mm-hmm. which is where Janet has also been living.
So Janet knows Kang.
So we find out that she has been in hiding in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming from Kang. Mm-hmm. And she's scared to go back, mm-hmm. because she knows that
he's there. Which we don't know that this is Kang.
No.
We didn't know.
At that time, this was 4 years ago?
Yeah.
We didn't know that this is what it was leading to. But we're excited.
Which leads us to probably speak about what we wanted to speak about in the first place.
Which was?
The movie tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah, Quantumania, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. We're seeing it Thursday, Friday, technically the day it comes out, but we're seeing it the day before it comes out because we're fancy as shit.
AKA tomorrow.
Yep. And I'm excited.
I have no theories.
I have no theories either. I'm excited, and me and Celine talked about this a little bit. I'm excited, but I'm also hesitant.
Yes.
Mainly because the last couple Marvel movies have been eh.
They just don't give me the aha feeling.
I did love Thor Love and Thunder.
I did too.
That was one where I feel like we kind of had a similar, oh my God, you know. Even though a lot of people really hated that movie, but whatever. But Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, I went into that with such high expectations and such, like,
optimism
and hope of, like, this is for sure going to happen. And that's more on me, my fault for setting the expectation, the bar way too high.
Honestly, it's probably your fault altogether.
Did Everything you make is. This movie? I did have some say, yes.
Did Kevin call you and ask your opinion and you gave it to him?
I actually created the story and acted all of the roles.
Oh my.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're in that chest plate for Scarlett Johansson. Benedict
Cumberland? Is that you?
Benedict Cumberland? The Wish version.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, that was rough. We left that theater. Usually TJ and I like have to take a minute to, I don't know what it is, collect ourselves after a movie. Just like,
but we talk about it. We get excited about it.
Press previously, because TJ comes and gets me, sometimes Mason, if Mason's coming, and we'll talk about it on the way there, and then we'll talk on the way back, and we'll talk about it in the car for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm. And Mason's like, oh my God, I want to go inside. No, I'm kidding.
Or he usually does go inside.
Yeah, he'll just leave.
He's literally like, okay, bye.
Yeah, which is totally fine.
He's not about that life.
I just remember we left the theater and it was just kind of like,
I'm pretty sure Mason said it first. He's like, we didn't like that, did we?
Yeah.
And we looked at each other, and I was like, I said it out loud first. I was like, I didn't.
I think I said it was fine.
Yeah.
But it was.
They did too much. But
it,
not enough.
It, they.
I love that song.
Huh?
To the window.
Dab. Avengers Endgame joke.
Yellow. Sorry, Gen Z joke.
That's okay. I knew it. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm not that old. Just very wise, very old. You're like Yoda.
98 and counting.
What? 98
years old.
Oh, I thought you meant the year you were born. I'm like, bullshit, you were not born in 98.
No, I was born in literally 98 years ago.
Yes.
I'm a century. Yes. Okay. This is how good you can look if you just put cream on
your... Do you remember all the bones? That's all you had to play with. Yeah. Dinosaur bones.
They were, especially T-Rex's thigh.
Right. Love a good snack.
Love it.
Just
have a pet pterodactyl named Ducky.
Ducky, yes.
That's a Land Before Time reference.
I was yep.
Ducky's definitely not a pterodactyl, and I realized that too late into my sentence, and I was like, fuck!
I was like, Ducky wasn't a pterodactyl. No, I don't even know what kind of animal she was.
Squirrel.
Yeah, so Wakanda Forever we did enjoy, which we still have to talk about. Not now, but...
After Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, we'll do Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to take time to not talk about that, because I was really sad after that, actually.
Yeah. But, I mean, I hate to say it, but, like, I feel like a lot of Marvel stuff has gotten just a little mediocre.
Yeah, it's, like, very baseline.
Whereas before, it was, like, an event.
I've got thoughts. Got thoughts, got feelings. Here's where I think they, like, lost the plot.
Gotten comfortable.
Yeah. They think that we want every movie, and I don't speak for everyone, I speak for TJ and I, they think that we want every single movie to be an event. I don't care if it takes you 3 really good movies where you introduce really great characters.
I do want it to be an event.
Every movie?
Yeah.
Oh. Can I finish my thought?
No. Just kidding, yes.
How they did with all the first movies. You know, Captain America had his own stuff. And while it was an event, it wasn't, like, the Avengers. I mean, right. Like that. Like, taking time to build up to that.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean.
Were you just giving me shit?
I was just being a smart ass. Oh, my God, you know what? Just teasing you. No, I do know what you mean, though, where it's like it's building up to something.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the issue right now. We don't know what we're building up to.
I don't even need to know, but they just keep trying to build up. Every movie is trying to be an event right now.
Right. But before we had the Infinity Stones.
We didn't know that we were going to the Infinity Stones.
No.
That's true.
We didn't know it, but then once the puzzle pieces started coming together, you're like... Oh, and maybe that'll be the same with what's happening right now. I don't know. I'm not seeing I haven't seen any sort of theories or rumors about what's going to happen. So I don't know where they're going. I don't know what they're leading up to, if anything.
So I'm not somebody who like needs all the pieces to fit together.
No.
I just need a good flow.
Yes.
I need a good flow. I need them all. If this is a puzzle, I need the pieces to click together in order for me to watch them.
That's what I'm saying.
So I knew what you were saying. I was just trying to.
You're like, just saying it better than I am.
I just wanted to describe it because it sounds like if somebody heard it, they think like we need to know every single piece of information.
Oh no.
No, we need it to go. It's like a river. If there is rocks in the river and it doesn't keep flowing, it's stupid. It's not a river anymore. That's a dam.
Right.
And God damn it, I need you to do better, Marvel.
Right. No. So I agree.
Yeah, it just needs to flow, and right now we've lost the flow.
We've lost the flow a little bit. I think the flow has been a little oversaturated.
And they're trying too many new things, which I thought I'd never say.
Right? I remember when they announced, like, oh my God, we're getting something new like 9 months out of the year.
I was so excited.
And I was like, oh, that's freaking amazing. And then I'm like, I'm getting kind of burnt out on Marvel. And I never thought I'd say that, you know?
It wasn't always great.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, we had some really great moments, like WandaVision. Start out with a bang, man.
Oh my gosh. I was like, if this is the way every show's going to be, sign me up.
Tell that, yeah, exactly.
You know?
Like, just like, they took their time.
Mm-hmm.
They built something in there.
That's it right there. Time. So, according to what I read, Kevin Feige has said...
No, I want it to be an event.
Huh? Yes, I do. Thank you. Kevin Feige has said they're going to focus now more on quality over quantity.
Yes.
I would rather wait and have it be an event.
He actually listens to this podcast.
Yeah, I believe it.
Don't you have him on speed dial?
He keeps rejecting my calls.
Did he block you again?
Yeah.
That's rude.
Check yes. We'll have to call Chris Evans later.
Yeah, try. Give it a try.
Yeah. I don't want to do it now. I don't want
to. Do it later. No, it's awkward to do it now.
Yeah, like, we're going to work podcasting.
You might have a weird combo or two.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if we just had them on speed dial, like, hey, we're doing a podcast. Right. I would throw up, cry, and scream.
I've tried looking up their number. Nothing comes up. I'm just kidding.
I actually used to do that all the time when I had, like, a White Pages pass, because my parents did. I tried looking up celebrities' phone numbers. Why would their number be there?
Why would it be listed? It wouldn't.
It wouldn't. But, they would never. Josh Hartnett's number was listed in the Yellow Pages for Minnesota for a long time.
Was it really?
That's kind of cool. I called him, like, 50 times, and then he finally changed his number.
Because of you?
Not because of me. I'm sure other
probably
people...
Probably
because
of you?
Yeah, probably because of me. But I'm sure a lot of people called him because his number said Joshua Hartnett.
Yep.
And I was like,
love me.
His voicemail literally was like, it was his voice.
Oh, cool.
And so I was like, hey, Josh.
Right. Hey, Bo.
I star 67 too, so I blocked my number and I was like, regrets. Oh. I was like 12 though, so jailbait.
Oh, well. Yeah. You love him.
But Daddy, I love him. Liar.
I was going to say a liar. Yeah. I'm excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, to see what... I have no theories about what it's going to present.
Just a quick thought, and then we can wrap it up because we only have so much time left. I am so sick of... And I hope that Ant-Man did what we always ask movies to do and held a lot of secrets close to the vest and we don't know a whole lot, which we really don't.
I was like, I feel like we really don't.
We really don't know what's going to happen. We don't really know the plot line. They haven't really released a whole lot of anything. They haven't really done press even.
Mm-mm.
Recently, Michael Keaton was announced as, or like he showed up in the trailer for The Flash as Batman. And while... We've talked about this. It's our favorite. He's our favorite Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so disappointed that that's not a surprise. Because do you know how quickly I would run to... We would see that movie anyway. Because we see movies anyway.
I'm not particularly excited for The Flash. Mainly because of the actor that's playing him. Literally the only reason I want to see this movie is because of Michael Keaton. My Batman. Our Batman.
I love him. I love him. I wish we didn't know because we would probably, there's a really good chance we would have seen that movie anyway.
100%.
Just because that's what we do.
It's a superhero movie. Like even Aquaman, the next one that's coming out.
We're still going to
see it. I didn't particularly love the first one.
No.
I'm still going to see it.
We're going to see it because Jason Momoa is my second husband. You know? Like.
Sure.
He's literally going to be my second husband.
Yep.
So to be in the theater and that happening... I know what would happen. I would have looked at you and then I would have grabbed your shoulder. And then we would have thrown up, scream, cried.
Yep.
And be like, this is no way happening. I need reputable, huge companies like DC, Marvel, Sony, all of those companies. I need you to keep these secrets close to the vest. People are going to see the movie anyway.
Yes.
And if at worst, by word of mouth, they're going to say, dude, there's the best fucking cameo. You need to watch this.
The word of mouth alone, I think, would sell that movie.
Could you imagine if Spider-Man was black? I've said this before, I'll say it again. My advertising strategy for Spider-Man, the last one that came out, would have been a blacked out screen mm-hmm. and just Tom Holland's voice saying mm-hmm. one line that's very vague.
100%.
People would still, and no trailers or anything released. I would have blacked out that entire movie.
Spider-Man and Batman have always been guaranteed cash cows.
They are.
So, like you said, if you just had Ben Affleck's Batman in the trailer, I'd have been like, okay, cool.
Curious.
You go see the movie, and you fucking see Michael Keaton as his our Batman. I'm throwing up thinking about it.
I would actually cry.
I'll be back.
I would probably cry. Yeah. Here's your cup. I would actually probably. I'll still get emotional when we see it because I love him as that Batman, his Batman, our Batman. Mm-hmm. But I would have been way more emotional if I hadn't known. Just like in Spider-Man, spoiler alert, when all three Spider-Men are together, I would have been way more emotional if we hadn't seen it. Or heard that it was happening, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're excited for Quantumania. We're always going to be excited, you guys. We're just cautious.
We're optimistic cautiously. That's just one of my favorite
quotes. Really fucks with my head. I was like...
It makes you think, because you're like I that's like one of my like life quotes is like, I'm optimistic cautiously.
I like that better than like being a pessimist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like being a pessimist light.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. The light version.
Because, like, I feel like I can be a little dark and twisty sometimes, and I'm like, it's probably not going to fucking happen.
But oh, I know I am. Like, I'm always...
I'm literally...
My internal monologue is negative Nancy. Nelly, probably.
But. I'm pretty good about it. Usually, Mason's is always, like, the worst case scenario ever. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, this episode will be up... And then next Wednesday, we're going to talk about Quantumania, and we'll release that episode next week. You'll get to hear our review.
I keep thumbs upping, so you can't see me, though. Sometimes I forget that.
It's okay. Well, we're going to put it on YouTube later, right?
That's right, our tampon unboxing.
That'd be so funny. Just to, like, one video for one YouTube channel.
Of an unboxing
video.
Of tampon.
Oh my God! What was it? She's the Man, where she puts up her nose.
Yeah,
because she got a nosebleed.
And they start, and at the end of the movie, Channing Tatum literally has two up his nose. I watched that movie on your Apple TV. I forgot to say that.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's a funny movie.
Is it on your Apple TV?
No, I don't know if I have that one.
It was on Paramount. It was on your Apple TV.
Oh, I was like, I don't know if I have that one, but all right. Before we end, see you down to Friday.
Yes, I did.
I did too. Out of 10?
Like an 8.
I think I gave this one 7. Okay. I like the first one more. Mm-hmm. I like this one, but I like the first one more.
I gotta give it an 8 because of Michelle Pfeiffer.
100%. And would you watch it again?
I already have.
Same. I actually wish we would have rewatched this one.
I think we should, just for fun.
It's just, honestly, time. We just ran out of it before the movie.
Yeah. We don't just podcast. We talk to each other and hang out.
Literally, we'll talk for hours, or we'll reorganize our library.
Yeah, we have a shared. I don't know. Have we ever told them that we have a shared library, and we will spend like maybe an hour at most.
Yep.
Sometimes more, sometimes less. Reorganizing, and TJ's helped like put up shelves and stuff and organize those. So sometimes we do that and organize our books.
Yeah.
Because we actually share a bunch of books together.
We do. Anything else?
That's all I got.
All right, we got less than a minute left, so. TJ and Celine. Oh. Oh. Bye, bye, bye,
bye.
Don't want to be a fool for you. Just another player in a game for two. But it ain't no lie. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
Bye,
bye, bye.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye, guys.